On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Ukrainian.
Ви слухаєте україномовну програму SBS Radio.
So representing the Ukrainian youth of Victoria, Australia, I have the great honor to introduce a wonderful, wonderful human being, Mr. Yarama Preshla.
Слава Україні!
Слава!
I asked to say a few words at this rally. As lately I've been feeling as if I had no mouth and I had to scream. I'm here today for my grandmother, my Baba, who at the age of 17 spent 3 years as a political prisoner for helping freedom fighters in Ukraine. At 93, she's still coming to these events and is still fighting Russian oppression. Today, Ukrainians and friends of Ukraine had gathered in Melbourne to condemn the actions of a war criminal and the lukewarm responses of the global community. Yeah. Over the past few days, my family have been feeling, as I know you all have been feeling, utterly helpless. There's been anger, frustration, and a deep, profound sadness. My heart aches for Ukrainians everywhere and for Russian citizens being dragged into a war that wasn't of their choosing. Unfortunately, Putin cares about as much as, on my opinion, and he cares about the sanctions placed upon him. Yeah. So instead, I will direct my energies towards our government and other world governments. The reaction to the brutal and devastating attack on our loved ones in Ukraine has, in short, been underwhelming and has left us feeling completely abandoned.
Yes.
Mr. Morrison, for all the bravado you have shown in the media, your government's actions have been limp and flaccid. Sending cyber support to Ukraine was unsuccessful. The threat of sanctions was unsuccessful. If the plan is to starve Russia of her resources and have them slowly run out, you are condemning Russians and Ukrainians living in Russian-occupied Ukraine to starvation. And it will be a slow starvation. Ukrainians know cold and Ukrainians know hunger. We have been there before. Mr. Biden stated that American troops will be sent to NATO allies, to help protect their borders, but are not to engage the Russian forces in Ukraine. At least they can have a front row seat as our country burns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The United Nations solidified themselves as the performative farce that they are. The asinine nature of the structural redundance has once again let us down and let down the nations it was designed to protect. When Ukraine extended its hand towards NATO and towards the West, it was with dreams of a brighter future, a future where her people could flourish. Those dreams have now been ripped to shreds alongside the Budapest Memorandum of 1994. I understand that to a lot of Australians, a war on the other side of the world is exactly that, a war on the other side of the world. And that getting more involved is not in line with our country's national interests. I invite anyone who feels this way to look around at what I have in front of me here. To come down to Federation Square and look into the eyes of the Australians that have come here today and let them tell you where their interests lie. Ukraine is rich with culture and history. A history that lives on in the faces I see gathered here right now. Today, Ukraine is here, and she is asking for help.
Yes.
There are more than 10,000 Ukrainian-born people living in Australia. Not to mention second, third-generation Ukrainians. We have built churches, halls, communities in every major city, and our hearts pump blue and yellow as well as green and gold.
Yes.
Putin plans to erase our culture and our identity. Ironically, he's drawn us closer together than we ever have been.
Yes, yes.
Not only are Ukrainians united across their homeland, but throughout the world. We are Ukrainian Australians, and our home is under attack. What is the point of living in one of the luckiest nations on the planet when we covet that luxury? We abstain from getting our hands dirty when the democratic values and freedoms that make us so great are being threatened overseas. To the leaders of the world providing sanctions and condemnations, we give you a very strong mandate to pull your socks up and your fingers out.
Yes.
Ukraine needs military aid, and it needs it now. Yeah. School students and teenagers are making their way to Kyiv to pick up arms. Families huddle in underground train stations, and mothers, fathers wait to hear news of their sons and daughters from the front lines. Are we still scared of agitating Putin? Because he seems pretty bloody agitated.
Yeah.
If Ukraine falls, who will be next? It's time to draw a line in the sand. If not now, when? Razum nas bahata, slava Ukraini! Thank you.
І далі нагадуємо, що україномовна програма Радіо СБС щодня подає вістки з рідних земель та огляд новин бюлетеня SBS Радіо. Заходьте на нашу веб-сторінку www.sbs.com.au/ukrainian і також на нашу сторінку у Фейсбуці. Ви можете слухати наші радіопрограми також і через мобільні додатки App і Google Play. Слухайте Радіо СБС сьогодні і завжди.